Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show. We are the Masters of the Mind Mastermind Group. I am your primary host, Trixie Walker, and I am along with my mastermind partners. We have Tasha Gilmore, Leisha Wright, and Belinda Washington. We are here this evening to discuss the Think and Grow Rich book. But before we get started, we're going to share a little information about the IMA Association. So stay tuned, and we will be right with you.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, "Education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money," end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Thank you for that brief commercial. We are back live with you this evening. We are the Masters of the Mind Mastermind Group, along with myself, which is Trixie Walker, as your primary host. We have Tasha Gilmore, Leisha Wright, and Belinda Washington. Before we dive into this call today, we're going to just tell you a little bit about ourselves. We have been on the Blog Talk Radio Show as a guest, or actually one of the mastermind groups that take on a monthly call every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. And we recently completed a call where we covered the Think and Grow Rich book by Napoleon Hill. We actually covered some of the questions in that book. So one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to talk about the book, and we're actually going to take a chapter once a month and dive into that information, and we're going to bring it, the book of Napoleon Hill. We're going to talk about it, but we're going to come from a different angle, like a spiritual aspect. So, again, I am your primary host, Trixie Walker. I am the Assistant General Manager with Jones Lang LaSalle, and Jones Lang LaSalle is a financial and professional services firm specializing in real estate. We have experts who deliver integrated services to our clients all around the world. We come together as a collaborative approach that help our clients to achieve continuous success with managing their properties and their assets. We are one of the largest firms in the nation, and I am so excited to be here tonight with my mastermind partners. We come together weekly to discuss our personal lives, our professional lives, and we have them all online this evening. And we're just going to ask Tasha Gilmore if you would go ahead and introduce yourself to the callers this evening.
I am Tasha Gilmore. I'm a minister, speaker, and purpose life coach. My organization is Valley to Victory, and we offer seminars, workshops, and one-on-one coaching to empower women to move beyond their valley experiences, to transform their lives, and to live a life of victory. My website is livealifeofvictory.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Tasha Gilmore, for that introduction. Next we have up is Leisha Wright. How are you, Leisha?
I'm good, Trixie. How are you?
Good, thank you. Glad to have you here on the call today.
Thank you. My name is Leisha Wright. I am a minister of the gospel. I love preaching the word of gospel. I love preaching of the gospel. I love teaching the gospel. Presently, I am the office manager at Sebastian United Methodist Church, as well as their treasurer. I am the mother of one child who's an anointed and appointed drummer in this time, and I love being a part of the Masterminds group. So it's a pleasure to be with you all tonight.
Awesome. Thank you, Leisha. We are excited to have you. We are looking forward to your insight on this call this evening. And now we're going to hear from Belinda Washington.
Hello, my name is Belinda Adams Washington. I am a mother of four beautiful children. They range in ages from 15 to 23. I am also an ordained minister of the gospel. I speak at conferences, also teach biblical studies, as well as I'm also a counselor. And during the day, I'm also an accountant / auditor. I can be reached on Facebook at Belinda C. Adams Washington. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, ladies. I am so excited to be part of this awesome mastermind group with these fabulous women. One of the things that I made a notation of is that I have to do a better job at introduction. I mean, you ladies rocked it. You talked about a little bit personal, a little bit professional. It's awesome. So excited to be part of this group. We've been masterminding together now for almost a year, and this will be exciting that when we go into the mid-year meeting this year, the mid-year conference from IMA, we're going to have a lot to tell because as a group, we have accomplished so much personally as well as a group. So I'm excited about that. Now, we are going to be discussing the first step to riches, which is desire. Desire. So I'm going to ask our listeners, what do you desire? At this time, we're going to ask you to just go ahead and just fantasize. And I'm sure that many things will come to your mind. Just fantasize. What is it that you desire? It could be a thing, a person, a place, or something that you want to see yourself in the future. What do you desire? Now that you fantasize that, let's go ahead and try to quiet our minds or quiet those images that's racing through your thoughts and get really still with yourself. If we have some spiritual leaders here this evening, I mean, Tasha Gilmore, Leisha Wright, Belinda Washington, these ladies are speaking at different churches, and they're speaking at the Mastermind Association. They're speaking on different top level. They're speaking to people that help bring things like the Think and Grow Rich desire. We're going to talk about it. We're going to share it. It's going to be more like a forum here. We do open up these calls to listeners. The listeners can always call in on the show to chime in. They can always call in at 661-554-9219. You can always chime in through our Facebook page. That's the International Mastermind Association Facebook page. We want to get you involved, but at this time, let's just sit back and listen to some of the advice, tips and tricks and trades that some of these leaders will share with us tonight. Now that you kind of know what you desire, visualize what you desire, we want to talk about what our heart desires. We all have desires, and if we are on a spiritual path, what attitude would you take towards those? Tasha, could you shed some light on that?
Well, I want to start off by saying that our primary desire should be for God, our Creator. We should have a desire for his presence, a desire for his will. And when we put God first, all the other desires of our heart will be added to us. We don't have to worry about those because the Word of God tells us if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he will give us the desires of our heart. So the key for us is to simply just delight, just enjoy a one-on-one relationship with God, because he promises us in his word when we do that, if we honor him, that he will then honor us. So that should be step one in anything, any plan that we have, any desire or goal or dream that we have, put God first and allow him to bring forth those things that are in our hearts.
Amen. That is so true. I mean, it's so important to understand the meaning of our heart desire. And I like how you put that, Tasha. It's number first. It should be the desire of God. And our desires have to be honest, and they need to be sincere. But most importantly, they have to include God. Because if we specifically outline exactly what we want, we write it down to the smallest detail, we will most likely miss it if God did not have that plan for us. So many spiritual traditions, they interpret desire as a counterproductive, something that must be conquered in order to experience realization. I mean, there's other school of thought such as positive thinking. We can consider the fulfillment of desire to be the goal of spiritual work. So let's just think about it as embracing desire so that we can see through it. Leisha, what would you suggest for the listeners to embrace desire?
What I would suggest as far as embracing desire, I want to just piggyback real quick on what Tasha said, because she hit the nail right on the head, and I'm sure you all know that it is actually what she said is actually backed up with scripture. She said, first and foremost, our desire should first be toward God, and the scriptures that I've researched all point toward God. So when we embrace, if we seek God first, and the Bible does say, you know, if we seek ye first the kingdom, you know, of God and his righteousness, and then all these other things will be added unto us. If we seek him first, then we are pretty secure in embracing whatever our desire is, because if we are seeking God, then that means that we're seeking his guidance, we're seeking his advice. What should we do? Which way should I go? We're being led of God. Then we're pretty safe in being able to embrace whatever desire that we have.
Awesome. That is so true. Did you have anything that you wanted to add to that, Belinda?
They've covered it. There's one scripture, though, that I did want to add, St. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. And it says, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. So that tells me a number of things, and we want to just share with those listening. First of all, we have to desire. So you don't want to just pray, and that's something that we do learn from Napoleon Hill's book when it talks about fixing in your mind an exact amount or exact, you know, what is it that you desire, to go ahead and actually make it concrete. Also come out with, what do you intend? If it's money, then what do you intend to give to receive that money? And then third, establish a definite date when you intend to have it. And fourth, create a definite plan for carrying it out. And then fifth, you're to write a clear and concise statement of the amount and what you plan to give to receive it. And then the sixth step is read your written statement aloud twice daily. So it's like having a plan. I think sometimes, Trixie, that's where we miss it. It's like we pray, but we really don't have a concrete
desire. You know, it's just like, you know, just throwing it out there with nothing. But when we actually have that desire concrete, know what you want. And I'd have to agree, Psalms 37:4 really speaks to me, because when it says delight thyself also in the Lord, he will give you the desires of thine heart. I believe that when we're spending time in his presence and we're delighting in him, then he's actually placing his very own desires, the reason that he created us. He's placing it on our hearts. You know, when you feel like, I just need the counsel, I just need the counsel, that's because God has created you to do that. And when you're in his presence, he brings it out. So I just wanted to just share those points. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Belinda. And I'm so glad that you pointed that out. And I'm not sure if you pointed where you got that information from in the Think and Grow Rich book. But if you have the Think and Grow Rich book by Napoleon Hill, Belinda, you actually started, it's on page 28 of that book. But the desire, which is the first step to riches, there is a plan there. And it's a six-step plan that if you follow those instructions, it will bring upon not only monetary, but it will also bring upon what you are desiring in your heart. When we deny desire, it only gets bigger. I mean, we all know that if you're thinking about, if someone tells you don't think about a big elephant, the first thing you're going to do is think about that big elephant. Yet it's also true that we want to experience the inner fulfillment. So we must learn to transcend that to our mind, which, you know, it fluctuates constantly into an unending cycle of highs and lows, achievements and disappointments, successes and failures. So we need to know the greatest desires of our hearts. So just as adults no longer are interested in toys like toddlers, I mean, they find toys or anything fascinating. What we desire in comparison is just the same. I mean, you can, no matter what you desire, it could be a car, it could be a relationship, all of those things that we desire, if you write it down and have a plan of action to get there, but most importantly is to speak with God about it, speak with him. The first of, and the greatest gifts come from God. More than anything. So
Trixie,
the desire. Yes, please.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I just wanted to also add, in reference to embracing your desire, Napoleon Hill in chapter 1 also talks about desiring a thing so deeply that you are determined to make it happen. And so desire is not just a thought, but it's something that runs and courses through your veins. It's deep. It runs deep. And he talks about, you know, remaining ready until that thing that you desire actually comes to pass. So all of that is a part of embracing your desire as well.
Exactly. Awesome. Thank you. And I'm glad you mentioned that, Leisha. That it's not just the thought, it could be a thing as well. So desire may also be, it could be difficult for some people, and some people may not accept it in their spiritual lives. But as Belinda and as Leisha mentioned, I mean, it states in the Bible about desire and how pleasing it is to God. Would you say that desire is a key way that God can communicate with us? Would you say that, Tasha?
I'm not sure I would say that. I do want to say this, that desire comes from God. He created us with that ability to desire. In and of itself, simply desiring is not wrong. But I do know that there is a mindset out there that says that it's wrong to want things of the world. It's wrong to desire money and wealth and those worldly things. But what I believe is that God put us here on the earth to have dominion, because it's him, it's God himself who gives us the power to get wealth. So he wants us to be blessed. He wants us to live lives of abundance. And we often hear people quote this scripture, and they quote it as money is the root of evil. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk a little bit about that, because what 1 Timothy 6 actually says is those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. So it's the love of money, not the money itself. Money in and of itself is an object. It can be neither good nor evil. The real issue here is a heart issue. God tells us to have no other God before him. So the real issue when it comes to money is that people will make money their God, and they'll desire that more than they desire the Lord himself. And we know you cannot serve two masters. Either you'll hate the one or love the other. You cannot serve both God and money. So when we talk about desire, desire is a beautiful thing. It's a gift from God. It's a God-given ability. The key is to desire what is right before the Lord, and then to trust God to some degree, he will plant desires in your heart, because he's given each of us a unique purpose. And you will constantly be trying to find that purpose and fit that purpose into your life. He created us that way. We all have good works that he set aside in advance for us to do. So to some degree, yes, he will plant desires in our heart, because I know, like for me, I always knew ministry was where I should be. I've known that from the time I was a child. It wasn't anyone externally saying this to me. It was just something within me that kept calling to me. So that is a desire. Your career path is a desire. What you were meant to do, your gifts, talents, abilities, all of those things connect into your God-given plan and role for your life.
Amen. Well, I thank you for that, Tasha. Before we go into the other young ladies diving into that information, we're going to take a short commercial break, and we will be right with you. Remember, you are listening to the Masters of the Mind Mastermind Group, and we are doing a monthly call going through the Think and Grow Rich book by Napoleon Hill.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Welcome back to the Blog Talk Radio Show. We are the Masters of the Mind Mastermind Group, and we are discussing the Think and Grow Rich book. We are talking about the first chapter, which is the first step to riches, desire. We are talking about desire from a spiritual aspect, and we left off with Tasha sharing about the desires that we have in our heart, the desires that God provides for us, that God wants us to have. And we're talking something a little bit different from those surfaces of wants that you want. We're talking more of holy desires, and those are different than, I just want a new car, I want a new computer. Instead, we're talking about our deepest desires, the ones that shape our lives, the desires that help us know who we are, who we want to become, what we want to do. Our deepest desire help us to know God's desires for us and how much God desires to be with us. So we're naming our desires and we're telling about our desires. I want to take a twist to this conversation and just ask, why is it wise to want? Lisha, would you share, why is it wise that us as human beings, why is it wise that we want?
Wow, that's a heavy question, Trixie. I can just deal with just one aspect of that, just in wanting. Tasha, or why is it wise to want? A lot of times we've heard in different churches, or we've heard different people, Christians say, you know, if you go to this church, they're always begging for money, or if you go this place, they're always asking for money, or that you, if you go here, you hear a prosperity message. And so my point that I want to make is a lot of times you hear people as a desire, you know, they want to make more money than they do, or they're always saying that they're looking for an opportunity to do better. And how do they want to do better? They want to do better financially. But what I want to say is that desire or that want within them to want to do better is not wrong. A lot of times, you know, we've said that, you know, it's wrong that this church or this preacher may be asking for money, and then it's the intent of the heart. But what I'm trying to get at is that Ecclesiastes 10 and 19 does say this, that a feast is made for laughter and wine maketh merry. But then it says, but money, it answereth all things. So on one hand, when the Bible says that it is the root of all evil, it's the love of money which is the root of all evil, but you need money. You know, it makes the world go around. And you need money to pay your bills. You just need money because the Bible here, as I just stated, says that money answers all things. When you want, then you're not being satisfied where you are. You're looking and you're desiring to make the quality of your life, for instance, better. So wanting, and also, too, you know, God is a gentleman. He doesn't force us. He gives us freedom, free will. You know, he wants us to desire him. He leaves it up to us to make the decision that we want to worship him. We want to praise him. We want to choose him as our Lord and Savior. So it is extremely wise to want. It's just, you know, what you're wanting may become the problem.
Exactly. Yes, ma'am.
Tasha, I just wanted to add to that. Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. When you talk about wanting, when people have wanted something and it didn't happen and now their dream is deferred or they feel like they're not going forward, they end up in a pit of despair. At the point where you quit and you stop wanting, oh, that's hope deferred. And when your hope is deferred, your heart becomes sick. The condition of that heart is sadness. We were created to dream. We were created to have vision. God put that on the inside of us. And that dream, when that dream is fulfilled, oh, it's a tree of life. Oh, and you just come to life. It's like that time, that moment. Think of a goal that you've accomplished. I know for me, it was getting my master's degree. It was, you know, those years of work, just getting to that point where I was finally crossing and getting that degree. I remember that moment, and it was so much joy. Now, we all have those moments. I know for some of my friends, it's when they finally got married because they were single and they wanted a husband and they wanted to get married. I know for some people, it may be that promotion on their job. See, that's a tree of life because that dream was fulfilled. So you should never stop wanting. If you fail, get up again. One of the things I love that he said in this chapter is he was talking about Barnes. And he talked about how Barnes went after his dream. And then when he went after it, he burned all bridges behind him and staked his entire future on his ability to get what he wanted. So he left no possible way of retreat. He had to win or perish. I love that. Because so many of us give ourselves an out
we say it didn't work out this time. Maybe it wasn't meant to be. That's okay. We cannot allow ourselves to have an out. You have to have no way of retreat. It has to be, I have to go forward, accomplish this, or whatever. I'm going to do whatever it takes. It's that level of commitment to keep pushing forward. That's where people need to cross that place of simply wanting. See, wanting, wishing, and hoping is not going to make it happen. But being totally committed, now that's the place where dreams come alive.
Amen. Yes. That is so true, Tasha. So if you ladies actually answered that question, why is it wise to want? So it's not bad to want at all. In fact, it's appropriate to dream and to have desires because it also fuels our gratitude and appreciation as being kind and giving as well. So me striving or desiring more doesn't mean that I don't feel, you know, gratitude or appreciative. Desires are often, you know, what was that? I'm sorry. Oh, okay. I thought someone else had a comment. But anyways, as I was saying, my desires, you know, don't derail anyone else's desires. I mean, desires fuel creativity, inspiration, curiosity, gratitude, and awareness. So having those desires and those wants, as you said, Tasha, I mean, it's anything that you want, anything, whether it's a good relationship or family or employment, a purpose of something, or just having more time of wealth or whatever it is that you desire, as long as it's coming from God. I mean, there are scriptures in the Bible that tells us if you want a good relationship, you wish to have a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or someone to love. John chapter 10, verse 30 says, I and my Father are one. So if you desire to have a relationship, turning to the Bible and just reading some of those verses and believing and trusting in God will help fulfill some of those desires that we want and that we crave for daily. Belinda, we haven't heard from you. Did you have anything to add or to piggyback off of what Tasha said or what Leisha said?
Thank you, Trixie. I do. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 4. Mm-hmm. A sluggard's appetite is never filled, but the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied. And I was thinking about that when Tasha, even the scripture she used, was out of that same chapter in Proverbs. But that's telling me here that if you're just sitting there and you're just wanting something but not actually putting any plan behind it, putting any real faith behind it, putting any persistence behind it, then you fall into the category of that sluggard. And the Bible says that a sluggard's appetite is never filled. So a lot of people, a lot of times, continue in their lives to come up short, and they wonder why. But on this call, I hope that someone listening to us will just realize, okay, I need to be the diligent one, like how Tasha described it, and Leisha and Trixie. You know, I need to make sure these desires are concrete. I need to stay in the presence of God and allow him to direct me, because that's what I believe. When we're in the presence of God and when we're desiring something, the first person that God changes is me. Mm-hmm. When I'm in his presence, the first person that he changes is me, and he gives me the plan. So you talk about that with relationships. We have so many people that desire a spouse. They desire that. But if they will be honest and look in the mirror, they're not even in a position ready to receive one. You know, you have someone that may desire to be a millionaire, but if you're making $20,000-$30,000 a year and you can't manage that, how can you be trusted with a million? You know what I mean? And so, and this hits all of us, not just those listening. I look at this myself when I'm reflecting in my prayer time. It's like, God, help me to be a good steward mm-hmm. over what you've given me. That way when you give me more, because if you give, the Bible even talks about how a fool and his money will soon be separated. Mm-hmm. You know, so it is not good. So with our desires, that's all that I wanted to just add, in those desires, really get in the presence of God and say, God, it's me. Work on me. Help me so that you can use me fully. Amen.
Amen. I like that you mentioned that, Belinda, that, you know, being in the presence of God. That takes me to our next point, which is knowing the why. You need to know the why behind your desires that enhances those feelings behind it. Because as you said, you may want a relationship, but it's like, are you ready for that relationship? And really dig into it. Like, why do you desire that? I mean, we name our desires, but by mentioning the mere desires is actually telling you a little bit something about who we are or what we want. So expressing those desires also brings us into a closer relationship with God, as long as you're being in the presence with God. You know, so it's like telling your friends your innermost thoughts, and your friend, if you don't tell them, they'll never know. So when we tell God our desires and we communicate with him and being in his presence, then our relationship with God, it deepens. It deepens and it helps him bring those desires to light, whether it's exactly what we're wanting or thinking that we need, or he's, because we're having that conversation with him and connecting with him and always talking with him about our desires, he's bringing out those things that he already has planned for us. I mean, wouldn't you agree, Tasha?
I think absolutely. I think prayer, the fact that I lead a weekly prayer call, I mean, prayer to me is going to be the basis of anything that you want to accomplish. The first step you should take, you know, besides just committing to God and putting him first, would be then to make sure that you are in alignment with God, and we do that through communicating with him in prayer. That has to be an essential part of anything you're doing. And one of the things that I hear a lot when people do pray is the prayer of one way. It's a one-directional prayer of, God, I want, God, I need, this is what's going on, help me do this. And in prayer, it's supposed to be two-way. It's that time where we go to the Father, but then it's the time where we allow him to speak to us. When we are silent in his presence and willing to hear his voice, willing to hear the prompting of his spirit, willing to allow him to give us remembrance of his word that matches that situation, allowing that to come out of our hearts because we're silent enough to hear it. So the prayer that we need to do is not just going to be, God, I want to be rich. I want this. God, I want that. I need this. It's, God, be it unto me according to thy will. That's
right.
Where the power is. The power is when you come to submit yourself to God and say,
yes,
Lord, not my will, but your will be done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taking those desires. It's okay to have those desires, but you got to want God's will for your life, because his will add no sorrow to it. I think all of us have probably dated somebody that you really wanted to date, and then when you finally dated that person, you realize, oh, I really don't like you. I think a lot of us have been there. Why? Because we're blind, okay? We are blind, we're full of emotions, and we didn't submit that relationship to God. When you submit your plan, your purpose, the desires of your heart to God, and you trust him to give you what is right, perfect, and in line with his will for your life, he will not add any sorrow to it. It will come, and it will be a blessing. It will be a joy. It will be that tree of life for you.
Amen. Did you have anything to add to that, Lisha?
Yeah, I just definitely agree with everything Tasha had said. You know, the Bible does say, the blessings of the Lord make us rich, and they add us no sorrow. And so that's just to piggyback on what the last statement Tasha made, and definitely in everything that we do, even in our desires, we need to have God in the center of it all. Wherever we go, we need to take God with us. And definitely when we're praying, we do need to pray, "Thy will be done." You know, because a lot of times the Bible does say that we can pray amiss. We pray wrongly. And we want to be in the perfect plan and will of God for our lives. Therefore, we ask God for his direction and his leadership, his guidance, and what to do. Amen.
Amen. I apologize, ladies. I'm over here on my computer, and I'm pressing to see if we had any callers out there with us, and I think I hit the wrong button, so I do apologize. I thank you, ladies, for continuing the conversation. We are approaching and ending time, you know, of our call together. So I do want to open this up to each and every one of us, and this is sort of like what we do on our mastermind calls on Monday nights. We, you know, we each take a turn to kind of, you know, give a brief report. So we are going to get ready to wrap it up, but I wanted to give each one of you a chance to kind of close it or bring it to a close. And I'll start so by saying that desire is a primary way that God leads people to discover who they are and what they are truly meant to be or truly meant to do. Our desires help us find our way, but we must first know what our true desires are, what our heart desires are. We must first connect with God, as Tasha said. And as Belinda said, we stay in God's presence at all times. So desire is a key part of Christian spirituality, because desire is the key way that God's voice is heard within our lives. And the deepest Christian desire is planted within us. It is our desire for Christ, and it is Christ's desire for us to come to him for those times in need and in troubling times. So those are my parting words. Again, I am the primary host, Trixie Walker. I am now going to pass the mic over to Tasha Gilmore, and then from there we will have Leisha Wright and Belinda Washington.
Well, I want to sum it up with something out of the book, that we should have definiteness of purpose, the knowledge of what one wants, and a burning desire to possess it. So as a purpose coach, I spend a lot of time talking to people about what their purpose is and how they can now step into that. And you have to be clear. You have to be clear about what your role is. What were you put here on the earth to do? And it's linked to your skills and abilities that are already naturally in you. So I want to encourage people to spend some time looking within and thinking clearly about what they want, design a plan to go after it, and then allow it to be a commitment where that desire is not just a hope, a wish, or you're going to try, but that desire is you being committed to making that happen. And I want to encourage people to consider joining IMA. Get mastermind helpers who can help you in this process and keep you accountable on a regular basis. I can tell you, just having this group of women just speaking into my life and keeping me accountable keeps me on track for my goals. So final words, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Allow God to direct your steps. Tasha Gilmore, livealifeofvictory.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Tasha. Leisha?
Hey, man, I just want to say Mark 11:24. I'll close with this. Therefore, I say unto you, what things ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye have received them, and it shall be granted you. Your desire, make it a definite purpose, and your definite purpose will equal your goals. And if you become obsessed with that desire and with that purpose, and if you make it a bulldog mentality or determination, remain ready until what you desire, you actually get. Amen.
Amen. Hey, we most definitely need to get them.
Thank you, Trixie. This is Belinda Adams Washington. Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, page 36. He says, our only limitations are those we set up in our own minds. On page 37, he says, desire backed by faith knows no such word as impossible. St. Luke chapter 1, verse 37 says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Today we challenge you to know that your desires can become reality. Don't spend another day wondering what you should do with your life. Give your faith a destination. Come join us at International Masterminders Association. Grab that torch and begin to run toward your destiny. God bless you.
Awesome, ladies. It has been a pleasure speaking with you on this topic this evening. I do hope and pray that the listeners will listen to this call and they will pick up something from one of you spiritual leaders today that they can go on to their lives and that they can truly know the meaning of desire from a spiritual aspect, from a Christian belief. So again, ladies, thank you for this evening. I look forward to us continuing our mastermind group meetings on Mondays, and we will have another call lined up for next month. Ladies and callers, have a blessed evening. Thank you from the Masters of the Mind. Good night.